taking up exactly Donald Trump's call, make America great again, keep America great, his new insignia call, keep America great. So we'll be doing all that again tomorrow night. Oh, okay. All right, folks. So long, and see you tomorrow night.
This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II coming to you with the Ralph Winroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. We're back bound to normal here. We're in the 60s. And I hear that all the lower 48, y'all getting all that good hot stuff. That's a good place for it. So we're about 65 or something like that up here today. So that works just fine with me. Well, I tell you, there is an awful lot at stake and an awful lot that's going on, pushing back with a couple of the amazing things that I found out that were the keys to unlocking all the things I've been working on. Probably the two most important ones was the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. That conclusively proves that all we have are elections for federal officers, and they are being elected by citizens of the United States that have no right to the elective franchise or right of suffrage. And in that research, it was either South or North Carolina took them on, the 10th Amendment doesn't have any application. Can you stop and think about what that says? The Constitution of the United States is made up of the people of the several states, by the way. That's for the House of Representatives, of which nobody's home anymore, because we don't know who we are. That's just amazing. It's in Article 1, Section 2. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every year by the people of the several states. That hasn't happened, probably since before 1913. Because they put in something called a citizen of the United States, which I'm going to get into on several different things we're fighting. It doesn't even really exist. They didn't really create it. It's an illusion. It's a lie that people have bought into. It's a statutory lie. And the courts have said so. So we have a government today, if you could call it that. It's a shadow government or whatever you want to call it. It's not a de jure government. There are no people in the several, in the House of Representatives. There's nobody home. Because they're elected by citizens of the United States. The Supreme Court has ruled over and over, many times, that a citizen of the United States has no right of suffrage, no right of the elective franchise. A citizen of the United States is in the District of Columbia, so how in the hell would they have any standing out here in the hinterlands out in the several states? Just plain common sense tells you that. This stuff is so hard to, it's hard to imagine that we have gotten this far. And very few people have tumbled onto the idea that could prove it. There was quite a few people, I think, have fought these ideas. I know different, I mean, I fought a lot of this stuff decades ago. I just couldn't prove some of it. I don't know how to prove it. Of course, the two most important words in law are prove it. If you can't prove it, don't exist. It's a nice theory to sell to somebody. But we don't have a legitimate House of Representatives. And since the 17th Amendment, and I found this in a case just by accident, Adams versus Clinton. It's a 90F sup, 90F period SUPP 2D 35. It's a 2000 case. When they did the 17th Amendment, they put people of the states. They left out the word several. So that was the purpose of the 17th Amendment, was to not only get the legislatures of the several states so they had no standing in the Constitution, by leaving out one word, several, that opened up for Congress to define the word state. It can mean anything Congress wants it to mean. What it doesn't mean is the several states. Almost never will you see what the definition of state include the several states. So in 1913, they accomplished two things. By then, everybody had bought into the fact that they were a citizen of the United States, because it sounds so deliciously correct. They still buy into it today. Those people will fight over this. I went to some legislative information meetings back, oh gosh, long time ago, when I was 20 years ago. I thought we could maybe elect some people down there in Juneau. There's people would fight over that. Get up and say, I'm not a citizen of the United States. Boy, I'm telling you, it's amazing, the clause, and these people don't know what it is, but they'll fight over it. And here we are today in the census. Can you believe that in the census you can't ask the citizenship? Even if it's a citizen of the United States, some ridiculous something. The question should be, are you an American citizen? That would work. Or are you a citizen of one of the several states? That's the most precise. And they're going to do a census, I guess, without it. I highly recommend people, too, that one is to get a Westlaw account, and I can tell you how to get what needs to be out of it. It takes a little work, but it's about a 15-minute tutorial. Be good to go. But I looked at that case on the census. And it's amazing what you find when you read how these big boys play against each other. These big firms like the ACLU and all of these church organizations that are fronts to overthrow our government, and the NAACP and that Southern Poverty Law, whatever it is, that's another communist. And you see all of these organizations, the mayors of the United States organization was in on this census. They're against having the citizenship. What in the hell is going on in this country? There is a war for socialists, which leads to communism and anarchists to take over our country. And Obama was the leader, one of the great leaders of that. He wanted to remake America. And if we don't understand who we are and get off our butts and quit being embarrassed by being called a racist, we'll lose. These people are, they got the devil behind them. Anybody, I can't, you wouldn't have had this conversation back in the 50s. Anybody that would be promoting aborting babies just before they're born, or even after, in three states I heard on Rush Limbaugh, he said there were three states to where we could get around and have a child born, make it comfortable, and then go to the mother just like in the Gladiator on Communists and Gladiator and give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. This sounds like something from Moloch or something out of the Bible of the sacrificing babies. Children. How in the holy heck can anybody get behind something like that? I don't know what to say anymore. It's evil is the only thing it can be. These people are either possessed by demons, they're demons, they're antichrist. I don't know what they are. But they're not, they don't have a soul. They have no moral fiber. I mean, it's just, this stuff is just, it's beyond belief. Anyway, getting back to this 17th Amendment. So we get the legislatures out of the situation. So they have no standing in the Constitution. And then we have the people, because we're all having citizens of the United States are doing it, and now we can prove it conclusively with the National Voter Registration Act. It was actually happening before then, but National Voter Registration Act, it's right out there for everybody to see. The elections are only for federal offices. And they're done by people that have no elected franchise or no right of suffrage. So we have a totally illegitimate government operating right in front of us. We can't make this stuff up. Literally. But that National Voter Registration Act was a killer. Because you see, if we have no elections for any, quote, state officers, what does that leave these states? Who are they? There's no elections for any public officers of any of the several states. There's nobody home. Sherry in Kansas, question or comment?
Ralph?
Hello. Yo.
Hi. They've always counted non-citizens in the census. But at the time, it's my understanding, and maybe this is wrong, but this is what I've heard, but I've never seen the documentation on it. At the time the Constitution was written, only the landowners voted. Is that what you understand?
Yes, actually, do you know that the territory of Alaska, up until 1949, the only people that could vote, you had to be a property owner? That was clear in 1949 in Alaska. I mean, actually, up to 1959 to when we become a state, but in the 1949 code books, which I have, I got all the stuff from the state of the territory of Alaska back, and that was the latest set of code book that only property owners were allowed to vote. And it makes sense. You know why? Taxation without representation.
Yeah.
Why should somebody that's a renter have to vote on taxes for the landowner?
Well, and there's Article 1, Section 3 in the Constitution, and it's talking about, you know, counting the census. It says, numbers which shall be determined by adding the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service of term of years and excluding Indians, not taxed, and three-fifths of all other persons. But, you know, and that three-fifths was the way that they counted the Negroes. But this bound to a term of service, that's a code word, code speak for white slaves. Because, you know, they had white slaves at the time of the Constitution, because if you could, Deanna Spingola had this really interesting guest on that had done a lot of, he was able to find old books. He lived on the East Coast, and he was able to find old books that they wrote about this. And he said that if you were an indentured servant, they could actually beat you to death. They could starve you. They could make your life so miserable that towards the end of your indentured servitude, you would run away because they, you know, they could beat you and starve you. And then if you ran away, then they could, you know, if you got caught, they could add more years onto your indentured servitude.
Right. We had white slaves in this country before we had black slaves. People don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. People don't know it.
But the whole deal is
indentured servants.
Yeah. The whole deal is, like you say, they don't want to, they, it's the voting thing. A lot, they wanted these, you know, people that are here illegally, they want them to vote. And so many states.
Because what they're doing is changing the demographics of our country, because these people are not here for the right reason. They have a culture of gimme, gimme, gimme. The government is the thing. That is not our culture. And if they flood our culture with that, next thing you know, those are the people, like these four idiots in this squad up there, this Muslim, these two Muslims, and these other two crazy idiots in the House of Representatives, they'll be in control and we'll be screwed.
Yeah, and this Chris Kobach we got in this state, that was one thing I was glad he was trying to make them show some identification. And I can't believe in this Republican state, we can't, you know, they shut him down on that. Of course, I guess it's
crazy.
It's coming down
to
the federal
you
government.
You can't, I just went to pharmacy. I had a little thing cut out of my cheek. You have to have identification. For pharmacy, if you have check cashing, all everything has to have identification, welfare, but all to vote? No, you got to be kidding me. Do you know how they backdoor it? It's real easy, by the way. What they do, and I saw the documents in California, but I they're doing it in New York too. What they do is they use the driver's license, because that is such an issue. You must have a driver's license because then you'll be safe. Then they use the motor voter registration, but what the driver's license, it's tied into, guess what? The National Voter Registration Act of 1993. It automatically makes you able to vote. So if you get a driver's license, you automatically are put in, even though you're an illegal, so you can go vote. That's how they backdoor it. And they're doing it, and it's working.
You know, you've mentioned that in the ACL, I think you said 185, and then you gave a number 155. Can you give more of how you find that?
If you email, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Anybody
I'll
that's listening,
email
anything
you.
I talk about, if you email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com, and that's 185, and it's an American Law Review. 155. I have access to all
of them. Okay, 185. Okay.
Yeah, but if you'll email IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com, anything I'm talking about today, I'll send it to you.
Okay, because I want to show that to some people.
Absolutely, and I don't know if you're on the list or not, but I highly recommend getting on my IRS list, because I'm putting out amazing stuff in this research, in these documents, and it's too... Hold on a minute. We've got to go to break. We'll be back just a second. Hold on.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, I'm back here. And Sherry, are you still there?
Yes. Now, your email address is irs at alaskaminuteman and dot what?
.com.
.com.
Yeah, and if
and
you're
is IRS
on the list,
in lowercase?
IRS, just lowercase, irs at alaskaminuteman.com. And I really encourage people to get on the list. It's $250 postal money order through Walmart, or if you can't afford it, you just email me and just say why, and I'll still add you. Because some of the stuff we're doing right now is landmark. We are taking on, we're suing a judge in Alaska because she has no office. We've got a habeas corpus that we're fighting with Robert in Minnesota because and we just got some stuff filed in on that. And we just put in a federal court of claims on Moonies. These are landmark things that nobody's doing, and there's research, and the attachments are there for people to study up on. And just like what we're bringing up this issue, I brief out in these documents the different statutes and stuff that show, and along with the documents. And if you want anything when you're on the list, or if you listen to my show, you email me, I'll send it to you. I've got some people that are doing research and they want stuff, and I email them the court cases or whatever, law reviews and the stuff. I'm trying to get people to get involved because it's not going to happen by the attorneys to doing this. It's only going to happen with you and me getting educated and start fighting these and start exposing these people for what they are. But it takes knowledge. It takes real facts. And that's what I have the ability to provide is my research. And I back my stuff up with, that's all I do is read documents, researching, put pieces together to prove it. Not what I think, to prove it. So anyway, email me and I'll send you this stuff, because this 185, but if you want, I will also send you some of the documents that have the briefing that piece it all together so that you can read the logic of it.
And then, well, I don't have Skype. So, and I'd have to have Skype for that, right?
No, no, I send stuff out in emails so that
it's
email
size. Oh, can you do it through email? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you a hypothetical?
Sure.
Okay, so since they've gotten people to sign up as U.S. citizens to vote in the state, so since that time, well, anybody who's been elected that wasn't elected prior to that, they're not really
Let me state what your question is. First of all, the government of the United States technically does not have anybody lawfully in office, including the president. How about those apples? And there are no people in any of the several states because there's no elections for them. There's no elections for the people that are the governor and all these other people. There's no elections for them because they're elected, one, by the citizens of the several states, and number two, the elections are only for federal offices. So what they are, they're like the municipal government in the District of Columbia. They're a municipal entity operating. And then what is really astounding, because the Congress has taken over our government. How could I prove that? That's a pretty powerful statement, right?
Right.
Would you believe it? Okay, here's how they did it. Back in they did in 14 Stat 27, back in 1866, they created a citizen of the United States that has the same rights as a white citizen. That's still in the code today, 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. Really? That was for the Negroes. They put it into the 14th Amendment. They memorialized it. But they put subject to the jurisdiction. Well, subject to, wait a minute, we have laws? You're in Kansas. There's no law on the stuff in Kansas that says subject to. If you're domiciled in Kansas, there's no subject to. The law has application to you. Subject to is, we have to fool you to sign up for it. That's what that's all about. And I got the definition of subject to. So then once they got that all established, this fictional status, they created in 1870 what today is 42 U.S.C. 1983. You can sue under color of law. Color of law. Okay, color of law, state actors, and the state. That's a 42-1983 lawsuit. And they started doing benefits. Hold on a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's...
Okay, well, we're back here. And so after 1870, when they got the 15th Amendment, they passed the, what is today, the 42 U.S. 1983 lawsuit, which is under color of law. Looks like, but it's not. I started to sing in the research, new federal rights. I said, what the hell? Wait a minute. Is the Constitution, how do you have a new federal right? Where does that come from? We have unalienable rights secured in the Bill of Rights, but new federal rights for federal citizens. I know what that is. There's all kinds of cases on that. It's called creating rights against itself. It's called a benefit. So Congress started creating benefits called new federal rights. Well, see, the Article 3 constitutional courts, you can't do benefits. I can't do those in there. So they had a dilemma. So they were having a major problem between the circuit courts of the United States, the district courts of the United States. So in 1875, they come up with a new thing. They said, we will modify the Judiciary Act of 1789. And we will put something in there called a federal question. Federal question now. and we will hide this benefits called these new federal rights. Because what are new federal rights? Well, let's see. In Alaska, we have natives that get to vote as citizens of the United States, but they don't have to pay property taxes on 160 acres. They can pick up ivory over on the coast from walruses, and Paleface can't. Now, wait a minute. There's not supposed to be any discrimination if your citizens are all the same status, but if you are given a benefit status, like you have two children washing dishes and you give one $1, the other one $2, you can do that. But it's a benefit. You can make one wash them for nothing and the other one paying $5. So they started doing favors because that put them in control of the national citizenship. Starting to put Congress, but they had a problem with the courts. We have to get control of the courts. So what they did is, first of all, they modified the Judiciary Act, 1875, which is now codified under 28 U.S.C. 1331. And I pled that many times, but I didn't realize there was a qualifier about civil action when it says Constitution. So it's a very limited part of the Constitution, which I'll get to eventually here. In this thing, this is so important, this whole concept. It's really, Congress has taken over. So now in 1891, they create the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, we already had a constitutional appellate court called what? The Circuit Courts of the United States. Well, what's wrong with them? They're appellate courts. They're constitutional. And their decisions were national, all over. So we come up to now 1911. So we abolish the appellate courts, circuit courts of the United States. But we even go farther, which is amazing. It says we are going to transfer the judicial power. Well, you would think it would go to the circuit courts of the United States, circuit courts of appeal. No, it couldn't. Because the appellate courts, 1 through 11, and the D.C. appellate courts, they're not constitutional courts. So they transferred, in the 1911 code, they transferred the power, judicial power, to the district courts of the United States. I've known that for decades. I can figure out, why in the hell would you do that? Why wouldn't you transfer your judicial power of the United States to the next appellate court that took its place, because it was a non-constitutional. It's one based on geography. It's only good in certain areas, but it doesn't do subject matter jurisdiction. So now we've got rid of the one appellate constitutional court. We just got one left, the district courts of the United States. So we got to get rid of that guy. So they come up to 1913, major year. First of all, we have to get rid of the two parties to the Constitution of the United States. Now, we've already got rid of the people of the several states which are voting for the representatives because we've hoodwinked them into thinking they're citizens of the United States. You can sign up to be anything. There's no law that says, you can sign up to be a president of a corporation or a member of partnership of an LLC. But if you want law of the land, you got to be a citizen of one of the several states. Well, they fool the people because it sounds so good. That's all they offer. How are they going to find out? So they went up to the 17th Amendment and they put in people of the state instead of people of the several states. So now the only people that vote for the senators are citizens of the United States, but they're not people of the several states. It's people of just the state. So now we've got rid of the several legislatures of the several states. Their representation is supposed to be the senators. We've got the people of the several states, which is still there, but we've got everybody doesn't know any better, so we signed up to be a citizen of the United States. Been there and done it many times myself. So now there's no parties to the Constitution of the United States. And this was what was blown out of the water when we got to the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. Somebody says, hey, you can't do this, the 10th Amendment. Because the 10th Amendment is only about the people of the several states and the legislatures of the several states. And the court said, no, Citizens of the United States ain't got nothing to do with the 10th Amendment. Whoa, you gotta be shitting me. This can't be. How can we have a government that's not covered under the 10th Amendment? Because it says anything that's not in given to you is reserved to the states or to the people. And now we're running along with something that don't have anything to do with the 10th Amendment. That means the Bill of Rights. The whole Constitution's out the door. We started off with the 13th up, and those are not organic amendments. So now in 1913, we get rid of the people that have standing. So I was researching, which is easy to do in Westlaw, because I see all of these United States of America showing up in these lower federal courts instead of United States. I said, well, okay, well, when did it change? Because we have a government of the United States, so the real party of interest should be United States, not United States of America. Well, guess what? In 1913, as soon as the 17th Amendment passed, in 3 years, the United States, as a real party of interest, is no longer in the lower courts. That's the United States of America. And you will see in the Taconis and all of the sites that you see, law sites, they'll say United States, but then you'll see of is lowercase, of, and then America is upper and lowercase. That's the way they hide it. And prior to 1913, you will just see the word United States. If you look very closely in the briefing, it's amazing what these guys do. So all of a sudden, we had United States of America show up in 1913. I said, well, now that's really interesting. And also that same year, we had the 16th Amendment, because the taxation was supposed to be put out amongst the several states. Each one of them would have to pay their part, depending on their population in that. Well, we got rid of that to make it all income from wherever derived. That was the only purpose of the 16th. It didn't change anything, except it took it off of the several states, because we got the several states out of the Constitution in 1913. Well, let's get rid of the taxation thing out of the thing. So we got rid of that. Now both those are gone. There's nobody home in the Constitution of the United States. Well, this looks like a really damn good time to bring in the Federal Reserve, the phony money. Well, there's nobody home, so we bring in the Federal Reserve. Isn't that amazing how they do that? And then from the time frame of the early 1905 somewhere, I got to put that together. I just went through it to see it exist. We had statutes of the United States. And then we all of a sudden, between about 1905 to 1930, we had statutes of the United States, and then we had laws of the United States of America together. Then it went from just strictly laws of the United States of America, and then all of a sudden we see the public law. Then all of a sudden, with the laws of the United States of America, now today it's only public law. We move from statutes of the United States, the laws of the United States of America, the public statute or public law in that time frame. So now we're doing really good. We've got rid of the one constitutional court, the appellate court. We've got the judicial power transferred to the lower one. So now we come along in 1934. And Congress says, guess what? We are going to tackle, and we're going to make what's called the Civil Rules of Procedure, Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, which came into force in 1938. We are going to do away with all of the procedural stuff and put it under substantive rights in 34, and everything else in violation is of no further force and effect. They were making it look like they were getting rid of law and equity, but they can't, which I've discovered, and I can prove that. But they were looking like, and they made as though they were getting rid of the rules of law and equity, common law and equity. That's in Article 3. It's never been repealed. They can't get rid of it, but they made it look like it. So they brought in 1938 the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and then in 1914 they did the same thing with the criminal side. And they got rid of all of the common law criminal stuff and made it look, they brought in the federal rules of criminal procedure. So now we've got people believing that there is no law and equity, common law and equity rules. But they're still there, and I can prove it. It's many times over now. I'll get to that in a minute. So now we're really rolling. But in 1937, to back up, well, first of all, 1935, we had to get overthrow the several states so we come in with the Social Security Act. And because of the Depression, we got everybody to sign up for what's called the state plan. Every state has one, and they're all CFRs, all federal regulations. Okay, yeah, well, let me stop where I am here because I get started on a roll with this whole thing here. I guess I'll down to Sherry. I'm going to finish up. Greg in Kansas or Arkansas?
Hi, Ralph. How are you?
Well, I was just going over this whole con of what they've done here, and we could prove all that. And this is, we are challenging it in Alaska court. We're challenging it in a Minnesota court, and we're challenging it in the Federal Court of Claims. But go ahead. What's your question or comment?
Okay, comment first, then a question. Thank you for putting me on your IRS list. I'm getting a ton of mileage and plucking out some very pertinent court rulings that you've done some amazing research on. So first things first, I've got to commend you on your stick-to-itiveness, your diehard, you're going to take them to the mat, and the just enormous amounts of research and the timely pressures that you're under trying to respond to and replies and complaints and doing two of them at one time. I have dabbled in it, and I know how difficult it is and what kind of time consumption and just your flat-out commitment to getting to the bottom of it. So I thank you for all those things. I will also comment on the humorous side. As I'm sitting here, I spent like 8 hours last night with the latest flurry of responses from Christina Ray and on. I'm reading through all of them, plucking out relevant case law that I can use. But I also have to comment that when you were born, they didn't need a pair of forceps to pull your head out. They needed the forceps to pull your balls out. Because I can tell you, you've got them. And I should mention that it's obvious that Christina Ray and her merry band of thieves and the language of thieves, well-written responses that they put out, but it's no surprise that they're dodging the pertinent law that you're putting in their face, and they're very upset about you labeling them as cons. And they've taken great exception. Lawyers don't like being called con artists. So I have to commend you on that. You very much upset her. So anyway, you've been commenting on where my question was going. I was explaining to you once before that I've got a case in Arkansas here, and I'm petitioning the Supreme Court. And they sent a judge in as a cleanup judge because the judge that I had in a case, a breach of contract case, lost his cool and started screaming at people in the courtroom, and I had him recuse himself. And then the Supreme Court pulled out of retirement an 84-year-old judge who's a hitman to come clean the mess up. And he immediately started playing games. Now, I also will state, for your radio audience's knowledge, that one of the oldest tricks they always do when they do these cleanup cases is they never send you your court hearing notice. They'll hold it and claim they sent it. But we now have, through the post office, a service that they call informed delivery. And hypothetically, your great-grandmother sends you a letter from Pennsylvania, and it goes through digital screening, and they digitize it, and you actually get an email. You can sign up for it. You get an email or a text that Grandma just sent you a letter. Well, I was able to get the case reinstated after it had been dismissed because one of their fatiguing angles they do is to not let you know, and then you miss a court hearing, and then you don't even find out that you missed a court hearing,
right.
And then
you have
to jump through hoops.
Yeah, go ahead. We got limited time. So they do all kinds of procedural tricks about letting you know, okay, go ahead. What was the issue
now,
in your case?
Along the lines, I'm paying close attention to the employee status versus the public official, the actual official, and considering Arkansas... I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Latin, sine day or sine day, whatever you call it. They were set out to pasture, and constitutional government was never reinstated, really. The Supreme Court that I'm petitioning after I disqualified this judge for his nasty tricks, the retired judge who never had an oath of office for 14 years after he was forced into retirement and not reelected, the Supreme Court that I'm petitioning, they are also considered employees of the federal government, just like our state legislatures are.
Can you, how do you prove that?
That I don't know. That's why that was my question.
I already know that some of these things that you're talking about, but I just want to know if you actually had. I can prove that every judge and every person in Alaska, from the governor down, are all employees of the state of Alaska. Now, I'll tell you, one of the best ways to prove this thing is to go look in your rules of court. They will be said that they're bonded. The judges are. They will probably say they're bonded. Well, guess what? I got a copy. Always go to the finance. You go get a copy of the insurance policy, and it lists them all out as employees that are under the control of the state.
I read that last night. I read that, and then I started thinking.
Yeah, if you're a public officer, you have to be independent. If you're under the control, you're an employee. So therefore, that's just another nail in the coffin that there are no elections. You have no elections for anybody in Arkansas. At all.
Well, I'll hold. We're on break, and half my question is out, so I'll hold.
Private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of trading that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range. Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, @hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma is all over CBD because of its you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Judges, so Can you give me your question here? So I got another caller or two here. So.
Yes. The question is, I am approaching the foxes that are guarding the hen house, considering, or would you come to the conclusion that even our Supreme Court judges that I'm petitioning are also employees of the federal government? Because
absolutely.
I did find the bonding information.
Well, they're all employees of a municipal entity, probably called the state of Minnesota. They're not technically employees of the federal government. They're probably employees of the state of Arkansas, which is a municipal entity. And the reason why we know that is because the only elections you have are federal, and they're under state means state of the United States and the District of Columbia. And state of the United States means it's a municipal entity sitting underneath the United States. That's the
definition. I understand all that, and the final part of my question would be, if I'm going to the foxes that are guarding the hen house, and they understand all this sort of thing, it's almost imperative to approach it from your citizenship status. And I've already taken your citizenship status from Rapid and yours and the other couple, the husband-wife couple, can't remember their name, Mooney, and I've fine-tuned it for myself. However, still waiting for you to throw in some
I'm going to update it, but let me tell you what. If you're taking on your judiciary, here's what you do. If you see what we did to Alaska, you got to go back to when they changed. They will have changed from the real de jure, the creation of the office by the legislature or by the Constitution, probably back in the 60s or 70s, probably. It might be earlier, but probably back then. And you have to go to the archives. When you get the evidence, they will have changed the names and stuff with seals. When you get that, then you have evidence because they have no office, and you can do what we're doing up in Alaska because they have no office. These judges up here are operating in an administrative district established by the Alaska Bar Association. So everybody that's in the judge up here, all they are is black robe bar members. And it's black.
All right, one last thing. I did notice that our Congress, our state Congress, did address the fact of pulling retired judges out and using them, but they never addressed the oath of office portion.
But it's irrelevant.
Of it, and
what they do is, if they don't have an oath of office, if they don't have the civil commission, they always cover them under the de facto doctrine, and you can't get them out of they will cover themselves, and they'll say, yeah, we don't have the stuff, but we'll fix it or whatever, and you can't get rid of them. The only way is the office. And if you read that thing on we're doing on Alaska, they have to have an office, a de jure office. They always have to change the name. This is the difference between the good and evil. The evil deception site always has to change the name. In Alaska, they changed it from 3rd District to 3rd Judicial District. So I tracked down, where did 3rd Judicial District come from? It comes from the Alaska Bar. And they say, we created administrative districts called that. And then they got all of the attorneys to sign up. That's the only place they can operate. They can't do constitutional law.
Well, ours is a little muddied up also because Arkansas was a southern state Civil War.
You're going to have to go back in the archive. I guarantee it's there. And if you go back to the archive, I don't know where they are, but if you go back and look far enough, you will find. And then when you get that, then you can go and sue a judge, because the judge is not a judge. It's absence of all. It's clear absence of all jurisdiction, and they are liable. And that's
thank you, Ralph. Doing. Appreciate what you're doing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Kent in New York, you may have to hang on here. I don't know. We're getting pretty close. Are you still there, Ken?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I have a question about.
On the top of the hour here, because we're getting up pretty close. So anyway, go ahead.
I have a question about evidence and exhibits. Music.
Hold on. We'll be back here in a couple of minutes.
Hi, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.